Hi everyone, I'm Sandra Ingerman and welcome to the Shaman's Cave.
And I'm Renee Barbeau, and we are happy to be with you today.
Yeah, so I've been looking at Facebook. I'm not on Facebook a lot, and I share that with you often because I'm trying to be a good role model that it's time for us to live our lives and not be on social media so much. But I go on social media because I'm trying to see what's coming up for people. And there was a post on actually the Shaman's Cave, and it was a post that we're going to talk about today.
That's great. Speaking of not being on social media much, Sandra, and all of those other you who just kind of follow our show, there's another place on your YouTube that says notifications. If you hit the notifications, you'll get notified when we have a new show. And that way, if you're not subscribed to our weekly mailing list where we send out a notice about our new shows, you'll still get a notification from YouTube if you're a YouTube listener. And my guess is that you probably can do that on your favorite podcasting place as well, which means you hit subscribe, you hit the notification, and of course, hit like that you like this show, because all of that helps us boost our engagement. And I want to say a special thank you. We got a couple of large donations this month, and we really appreciate when people take a moment to support our show, because we do this, it's a passion project for both of us, and a little support goes a long way for, you know, paying the editor and paying the dues and the fees and all of that. So that's what I wanted to start by saying thank you. And Sandra, you can introduce the topic.
Okay, great. Yeah.
I was the commercial.
Oh, and to add to the commercial, because I've been watching YouTube shows to see how they do this. If you comment, that means a lot to YouTube. There's extra bonuses that are given to the Shaman's Cave for if you just are willing to put a comment, even if you don't like it, it's a comment.
Take that show. And I respond to them all too. In case you ever wondered, because it says the Shaman's Cave, but it's usually, I do the YouTube and Sandra scrolls the Facebook. And when you talk about something shamanic and that's important to you, she responds. And I've seen that a lot. And then I'm there like, oh, well, Sandra just responded. And she said exactly what I was thinking.
So we're actually going to talk about one of the posts that came up on the Shaman's Cave because I actually can't believe it. And people are commenting on this post that they're going through the same experience. And I'm going, God, I live in a different world than these people. And so here it is. Somebody posted that they're in their 20s and that they're having a hard time when they register for any kind of shamanic workshops, in that people who are older in the group say that you don't have enough experience to be sharing. And so he feels that he doesn't have a group where he can share the depth of experience that's coming up in his journeys. And so I was so shocked by this. I cannot tell you how shocked I was by this, because my experience is the absolute opposite. In my workshops, when a younger person comes into a workshop, we actually treat them like a god or goddess, and the group only wants to hear from them. They don't want to hear from anybody else, because the young people today are the wisdom holders. We're just trying to figure out how to get through the next day. They're the wisdom holders. They're coming in with the tools. And so, you know, when I taught an extraction workshop back in the 1980s in Santa Fe, we had a 7-year-old in the group, and I did a lot of questioning of her mother before I allowed her into the group, her mother came, of course. But she was an incredibly precocious shamanic healer. She was in a multiple of my workshops and was probably one of the best shamanic healers I trained. And whenever we did a journey, the whole group looked to her first to share. And that's been my experience. I've taught workshops for just for 7-year-olds. And in every workshop I teach, if we have a teenager or somebody in their 20s, we actually turn to them first.
And that's such a great inspiration. I think back to my niece. My sister was raising my niece, and one day she came home with from school and she had drawn a picture of a face and it had an eye up here. And my sister, you know, asked her, well, what is that? Oh, that's my other eye. And see, because we come in with these gifts and it's like until they're beaten out of us, you know, they're beaten into submission. Like, no, you don't have it. And luckily my sister didn't say that. She said, well, that's really nice. What do you see from that eye? Instead of like, oh, that's just deformed, or we don't have that. Or so we really have to be really careful, because what's happened is for the last 75 years, we've been reopening up our ability for direct revelation. And so what would you think but that these, you know, these Generation X and, you know, the millennials came in with all of the work that we had already done. So we had already opened a container, and here they come in, and, you know, the Gen Zs, here they come in with this wisdom that we're already carrying and giving them permission to experience, so that they probably are light years ahead of us. Where certainly when I was 20, they're light years ahead of me. And I think that that's really profound. And I think, Sandra, you started teaching at in your mid-20s, right? Or you started really at that, you were an assistant or at that time. So you're probably as closer to your experience than, say, mine. That was, I was 40 before I really started to embrace my wisdoms.
Yeah, I was 29 when I started teaching. And it's really interesting, because it was such a healing for me in a lot of ways, in that as I've shared multiple times, I didn't start speaking until I was 4, and I never developed language skills. It's just part of who I am. I just never developed them. And so here I was teaching, and lawyers, I was 29, lawyers were coming into my workshop, doctors were coming into my workshop. And the people I was used to hanging out with was people who were used to how I spoke, because I reversed words, and, you know, I never made really sense. If you listened to me, my words didn't go in order. And so, you know, here I'm teaching my first workshop, and a lawyer raises his hand and says, Sandra, I don't understand what you just said. And so I had to actually learn how to speak words in order. And it was it's been really interesting. It's been a 40-year journey for me. And it's been a really interesting journey of how we use words. And, but, you know, I was so passionate about shamanism because of what it brought into my life and how it healed me. The healing for me was so dramatic. I just wanted to share it with the whole entire world. And so I didn't think I was 29 years old and didn't have experience. I didn't think I didn't have the language skills to teach. It was coming from my soul. It was coming from my heart. And it was just what I did. And I think that's the beauty of a younger generation coming into the work, is when they see the magic of it, or remember the magic of it, there is that passion that so many people have lost because they've lost the freshness of the work.
And now, even with no language, what, you're coming out with your 15th book this next season, or?
Yeah, I think it's my 13th. I get confused because there's a book that never quite made it. I'm never sure if this is my 13th or my 14th book. But yeah, I co-wrote a book with Lynn Roberts on walking through darkness, and it's going to be out next year. So. Yeah, and that is something. I understand what people are maybe sharing with younger people, that maybe they don't have certain experience, like I didn't have certain experience with words, but I was wise, and I'm not saying this from an egoic place, I was a wise soul beyond my years. So I had a lot of depth to share. Mm-hmm. And so I find that I don't know if this is the right word, ageism or judging people in their wisdom by how old they are. I judge wisdom by how young people are. Mm-hmm. And I've just always found that younger people are just more wiser than a lot of us, and they haven't been worn down yet. So there's that excitement. There's still that excitement. There's still a new world out there to explore. It's all still a new adventure, you know. And so that's who we want to be hearing from right now. That's who we want to be hearing from, because what is being shared right now is the same thing that's being shared over and over and over again. So maybe a different generation has something different to share. And I do remember being in Salzburg teaching a soul retrieval workshop, and we were doing a fire ceremony, and it was a non-residential workshop, and somebody brought their three children. And my God, if I could tell you the ceremony that they designed, because I put them in charge of designing the ceremony, it was the most beautiful ceremony I've actually ever had the honor to attend. So I love that new, young, fresh energy. And it's not that I love it. It's I trust it.
Hmm. I think that that's true. I think back to when I first learned to cook. On Sundays, it was Restaurateur's Day, and I would make a menu, like with 5 things on it, and I would come up with the most wildest things that I didn't have the skill set to produce in the length of time that, you know, from the 2 o'clock to the 5 o'clock opening. So I'd plan a 7-hour menu in a 3-hour time period, but that I didn't care. And people would sit around and wait for this food because it was so delicious, because it was so inspired. And I think that that's what you're talking about, is that inspiration that hasn't been refined and honed and worn down and, you know, broken through. And, you know, they haven't burnt their cakes 10 times, or, you know, found out that some kind of healing that they've done has scarred somebody for 10 years. This year, I found out some woman wrote to me and said, "The healing you did scarred me for 10 years. And I'm thinking, like, wow, you're waiting 20 years later to tell me? And, you know, like, there must have been a gift in there for both of us, you know, her during that 10-year period and me hearing it 20 years later. But that I didn't know, and that I was there showing up trying to be the best that I could. And I think that opening that space up is... And that doesn't mean that older, wiser generation doesn't bring a certain set of wisdom eyes to an experience, but it just means that there's a new possibility, and there's a new way of examining it, and there's maybe a new opening in that we haven't yet explored. And I think that that's really clear. If we look at, you know, the 18, 19 year olds that are coming through right now, who just expect different things. You know, you tell that story about the African children who, you know, they all want to carry it together, the basket.
Right.
Well, that's kind of our new generation seems to, they all want to carry that basket together. Right. And we didn't have that. Mm-hmm. We had, let me carry my heavy load and you carry your heavy load. And, you know, if we meet on the path, maybe we'll share the load. But I think that there's been a shift enough that if we look into the wisdom of what some of these younger people are bringing to us now, there's so much there.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. They have so much to lose, which we don't. I mean, we're going to suffer some discomfort, but they have a lot to lose. And so the activists that we were, I mean, I was an incredible activist back in the day. You know, they have the energy to bring that into the work and to get people to stand up and to remember what the truth is and to remember what we're all fighting for and why are we all fighting each other. And they're coming together like we did back when, you know, back in my old tippy days. I was talking to Woods this morning because we've just been reading reviews on the movie Oppenheimer. And when I read what the scene was that made people run out of the theater, I said to Woods, do you remember the movie? And I don't remember the name of it, but it was back when I was in my 20s. And it was a movie about the effects of nuclear war, but we didn't see it in the theater. We all came together as a community and watched it as a community and then sat and discussed it afterwards. You know, so that's the energy that a younger audience brings to everything, whether it's a shamanic workshop, this is very important information that needs to be discussed and shared with each other. Mm-hmm. And as we get older, we start getting into our own inner world, which is part of the natural process of aging. You know, you don't see the older plants and the older trees putting out the most beautiful flowers, you know. And so if we turn to nature, we want to look at the new growth to inform us. The new growth informs us of how to move forward. The old growth does not inform us of how to move forward. The old growth informs us of how to let go and die.
That's such a really good point. Well, we want to open up our space for younger people to share their questions and share their experience and invite their friends over to the Shaman's Cave and to invite their friends over to this podcast. And really ask us the questions, or, you know, because when we get asked a question, I know both Sandra and I, we take the time to really look deep within ourselves and deep within our own communities to figure out, like, am I holding that judgment, or how am I in relationship to this experience that they're having? And one of the things that I feel really great about is that I love that the Shaman's Cave is a safe place for a 22-year-old person to come over and say, hey, this is the experience I'm having. And for the last time I looked, there was like 93, 94 responses to this person, you know, like, you know, what is your experience? What is that? And I think my response was that, you know, shamanism is a path of direct revelation. So if somebody else is reflecting that back to you, then go to your spirit helpers and ask them, what is in here for me to understand about this other person, this situation, or myself that will take me a little bit further on my journey? Now, when we're 22, we may not trust ourselves enough to know that if we're that insightful that we're there to start with, that the guidance we're getting is real.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. It's true for people in their 90s too. But and I did want to say, because this was part of my response, I as you know, I have a website, shamanicteachers.com, where we have teachers and practitioners trained by me. And I can tell you that every single teacher on my list will treat anybody who's younger like a god or goddess coming into their workshop. And I'm so proud that we have teachers like Garrett Jackson on my website, who is 22 years old and is teaching and trained to teach with me. And he is teaching multiple, all kinds of generations. And so Shamanic Teachers is a really safe site for those of you who are looking to be, to find a home where you can really share with community. No matter what age you are, we will treat you like a god or goddess, because we believe in the power of direct revelation that everybody is bringing through the wisdom of the divine right now.
I love that. I think there's nothing more to say on that.
Yeah.
Other than that, let's congratulate Garrett, because he just got a new home. And
in Indiana.
Yeah, so congratulations, Garrett, on your new home. And you are just a light being, and it's just such an honor that you share that wisdom with us and the world. And for those, if somebody's looking for a young teacher, there's options there. I always recommend your website as well, because I know that there people are well trained who have been through your program. So any closing words on this subject?
Well, I'm just really excited to be reading articles now. I've actually started reading the news again of younger generations coming together, just as Renee stated, as community to stand up and now say what their values want to be. And it is a time to listen. We had our time to talk. And now it's theirs. So we welcome everybody here of all generations, of all cultures, everywhere around the world. We're all just trying to learn together. And this is a crazy adventure that we're on right now together. And what an adventure to share together. So let's talk about it. So thank you, everybody, for being part of our community.
And help us carry the basket. Like, subscribe, make a comment, share in our Facebook group, and join our mailing list. And we'll carry that basket together for years to come. So have a wonderful time, and we'll see you next time.